You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Reserve Bank of India is working on a lightweight payment and settlement system that can be operated from anywhere with minimal manpower in the event of natural calamities and war. The system will be independent of existing payment systems such as RTGS, NEFT and UPI. In its annual report for 2022-23, the RBI said existing conventional payment systems are designed to handle large volumes while ensuring sustained availability. As a result, they rely on complicated wired networks supported by cutting-edge IT infrastructure. However, events like natural calamities and war have the potential to render these systems temporarily unavailable by disrupting the underlying information and communication infrastructure. Therefore, it is prudent to be prepared to face such extreme and volatile situations. A resilient system can enhance public confidence in digital payments and financial market infrastructure, even during extreme conditions, the report said. The portable system is seen as a bunker equivalent in payment systems and will process transactions that are critical to ensuring the stability of the economy, such as government and market-related transactions. Moving on, the government has asked Elon Musk's Tesla to submit a roadmap on the time frame needed to set up an indigenous supply chain for domestic manufacturing of its electric vehicles. Official sources said the government will finalize the kind of concessions it is willing to offer and their duration once Tesla submits the blueprint. Officials aware of the development said that Tesla is expected to get back with its detailed India plan, outlining the time it needs to set up a domestic vendor base in the next 3 to 6 months. Government officials have already told the Tesla team, which visited the country during the middle of the month, that if the company looks at setting up a domestic assembly unit for its EVs, it is willing to offer import concessions on the components required for the same. Now a look at latest startup trends. Valuation markdowns of unicorn startups continue through 2023, with investors slashing the value of their holdings in Byju's, Meesho and Eruditus. Venture capitalists and fund managers told Effie that all the markdowns don't directly impact the companies, they may still have unfavorable implications for future funding rounds and initial public offerings. On Tuesday, US-based investor Fidelity Investments cut the fair value of its holding in e-commerce firm Meesho by around 10% to around $4.4 billion. It had originally led a Series F round in the startup at a valuation of $4.9 billion. The markdown reflects the current market sentiment and underscores the funding challenges faced by Indian unicorns. Another US-based investor, the Private Shares Fund, has slashed the fair value of its holding in edtech unicorn Eruditus by 9% in the March quarter. This markdown indicates a decrease in the company's valuation from $3.2 billion to $2.9 billion. Meanwhile, in what is expected to help speed up resolution of small disputes, taxpayers will now have recourse to the income tax e-appeal scheme that would enable electronic filing and hearing of such cases. The Finance Ministry has notified the e-appeal scheme 2023, under which aggrieved assessees can appeal certain orders before JCIT appeals passed by an assessing officer below the rank of JCIT. The Finance Act 2023 inserted a new Section 246 in Chapter XX of the Income Tax Act. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had in the Union Budget 2023-24 proposed to deploy about 100 joint commissioners for disposal of small appeals to reduce the pendency of appeals at commissioner level. In other news, the Open Network for Digital Commerce has decided to revamp its incentive structure and has decided to put in place some caps on the price discounts as also a floor for the order value. The earlier scheme had driven up the daily transaction volumes to 13,000 persons familiar with the development confirmed to EFI. The scheme comprises incentives for onboarding of new sellers onto the network and also for boosting transactions by incentivizing buyers. The maximum pricing incentive is capped at Rs. 100 per order, and the pricing intervention should not exceed 50% of the order value, including shipping charges. To be eligible, orders should have a minimum order value of Rs. 200 for food and beverages. The threshold is higher at Rs. 300 for all other categories, including shipping and charges. And lastly, here's what pre-opening cues say about trade today. The SGX Nifty gained 0.23% in trade on Wednesday morning, signaling the domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex would open on a negative basis, snapping a four-day winning streak. Nifty futures were 42 points lower on the Singaporean exchange at 18,687.5. M&M, Adani Ports, Sun Pharma, Vedanta, Coal India, Torrent Pharma, Suzlon Energy are stocks to watch today. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.